Chapter 71. Both of them, Addison and Steele, and indeed by his greatest enemies, and I think him one of the best matured and agreeable men in the world. In November 1713, Swift procured for Berkeley the chaplaincy and secretaryship to Lord Peterborough, the new envoy to Sicily. 13 Forster reads, "All who saucy ppt can say who may see me, but the words are legible." 14 possibly e, written in mistake for a. 15 quote ms. Dot 16 obliterated. Forster imagined that he read, "Knight de Logs. Pooh, mister." 17 There were two General Hamiltons at this time. Probably Swift's acquaintance was Gustavus Hamilton, 1639-1723, who was created Viscount Boyne in 1717. Hamilton distinguished himself at the Battle of the Boyne and the capture of Athlone, and was made Brigadier General in 1696 and Major General in 1703. He took part in the Siege of Vigo, and was made a member of the Privy Council in 1710. 18 See Letter 43 Note 38. 19 The History of the Peace of Utrecht. 20 This is Forster's reading, and appears to be correct. The last word, which he gives as SS truly, is illegible. 21 Belonging to Ireland. 22 See Letter 40 Note 1. 23 Another excellent reading of Forster's. I cannot decipher the last word, which he gives as Eroges. 24 Sentence obliterated. 25 The number at the beginning of each entry in the journal. 26 Mr. Ireland's reading. Forster as Orning, D. 27 Dr. Thomas Lindsay, see letter 6 note 45. 28 I think that D is right, though Forster gives. The R is probably an abbreviation of DFR. 29 The last three lines have been obliterated. Letter 64. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed A22. 2 illegible. Forster reads, and D-list PPT. 3 The last few words have been partially obliterated. 4 I'm very angry. The last word is scribbled over. 5 The history of the Peace of Utrecht. 6 The signature has been cut off. Letter 65. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed Hester letter. 2 Thurs MS. Dot 3 See letter 10 note 31 and letter 31 note 1. 4 See letter 7 note 7. End of the Project Gutenberg text of the journal to Stella by Jonathan Swift. Stella by Gutenberg edition.